In my previous parish, they had a school, a K through 8. And so the very first feast of the Immaculate Conception that I preached was to little ones. And I mean very little ones. I got the K through 3 that day. The great challenge of preaching to them is there's a big part of it that's just mostly entertainment, so they stay focused. So I'd spent a lot of time thinking about my homily. How can I get across to them the sometimes surprising actions of our God that's displayed to us in this feast? And so I decided to use some props. So I decorated up one present, and it was wrapped very, very nicely. I had to call up my mother to get some help. I didn't know how to tie a bow, but I got it all done, and it was ready. And then I had another present that was just kind of thrown together in a plastic bag with some duct tape and other things around it. And so I take both of these out there and I present them to them and I ask them, given these two presents, which are you gonna choose? And right, and you think for sure they're gonna pick the nice present, because who doesn't want the nice present? But to a person, they shouted out they wanted the bad one. And that ruined my homily, because that was the surprise. But that's okay. Sometimes we are surprised. And very often, it's God who gives us those surprises. He did with the Virgin Mary. She was a 15-year-old girl born in the backwaters of a town to an oppressed people. She was unmarried, and she was pregnant. She wasn't exactly the sort of person that people looked at and thought, I bet she's going to be something special someday. She was the kind of person that people ignored and pushed aside. They thought nothing of her. And yet, she became the Mother of God, the Queen of Heaven, and our greatest saint, without sin from the moment of her conception. So God's not too concerned with how we perceive other people and situations. He sees much better than we do. He knows the heart. He knows the truth of the matter. And so very often his actions come across to us as surprising. And just as 2,000 years ago, he surprised us by making this young girl the greatest of our saints, he has many more surprises in for us today. There are people around us who we dismiss and don't give a second thought to because we think they just can't amount to anything. But maybe God has something in store for them. Maybe they will be much greater than us in heaven, and we never saw it coming. The truth is, to be a Christian, we have to live with open hearts. Hearts open to the many surprises and graces that God has to offer us. We cannot close ourselves off to anyone or any situation because we do not know when our God will act. And the only way we can have these open hearts is through prayer, through that continual conversation with our God that draws us deeper into his mystery and prepares us for his many surprises. So let us never forget this greatest of all surprises that he gave us that we celebrate today. And let us look forward with hope and expectation to the many more that he has in store for us in our future.